Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph. We are on the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. Mishnah says like this, Balkari Maharer Berlibo. If a male is a Balkari, he sees an emission, so he should be Maharer Berlibo, he should think about it in his heart. Right? It's a Kriya Shema, Rashi explains. He does not say the Brachas of Kriya Shema before or after. On food, on bread, but he doesn't say hamotzi beforehand. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can say the brachas before and after, and the Gemara will discuss exactly what machlokas is. But before we get to that, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, what is the point of being maharher belibo? Why should he just think about Kriya Shema? Zosomer is here who are kedibur dami. Apparently, just thinking about something is kedibur, is as if you're speaking it. Because if you're going to tell me that it's not as if you're speaking, so lama laharher, what does he gain by just thinking about Kriya Shema in his heart? Elamai, Gemara says, well, what's the flip side doesn't work either. Here who are kedibur dami, you're telling me that thinking about Kriya Shema is as if you're saying it? So Yossi bisfasav, so let him just say it. Let him just speak the words of Kriya Shema, with his lips. Gemara says, "Could the Ashkacha Masinai?" No, we want to pattern the halacha after what we found at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, there was an iser, right, for men to be with their wives. Shloshish Yamim Al Tigash Elisha. Don't be with your wives for 3 days. Purify yourselves. Make sure you're tovel in the mikvah. So just like at Har Sinai, you were not allowed to be a balkari. So too, the halacha is patterned after that experience. So Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says, meaning it's implying that yes, Yerhor is kedibur dami. But we want to mimic the Har Sinai experience, and therefore we tell the person to think about it, because really, it's technically, he should not be a Balkari when he says this Kriya Shema. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista answers differently. No, hear her lav kedibur dami. Really, being maharer belev is not as if you're speaking. Disal gadai to hear her kedibur dami, Yosef is faso. Right? If you're going to say it's as if you're speaking, so just speak it. So Gemara says, Elamai, wait a second, hear her lav kedibur dami, but you're telling me that being maharher is not like you're speaking it? So lava maharher, so what's the point of thinking about it in your heart? Rabbi Elazar, k'dei shalo yehu kol ha'olam oskin bo hu yoshevu batel. So because we don't want the person just to be sitting around twiddling his thumbs, everybody's being osik in omochut shamayim, and you're just sitting there. So that's inappropriate. Do something constructive, and the constructive action is to think about Kriya Shema in your heart. So Gemara says, "But Nigros Pirka Achrina, why didn't he just learn something else? Why just open a Gemara, or do Shnai Mikra, whatever? Let him do something else. Amarav Adabarava, Bedavar Shet Tzibur Oskimbo. It's better to do the same thing that Tzibur is doing." Gemara says, "Wait a second. Vahari Tfila. What about davening? The Davar Shet Tzibur Oskimbo. Right? If you're sitting there, you're davening." And the tzibur is davening. It's not, but we learned, I omid b'tfilo v'niskash hu balkari. But let's say you were davening with them, and you realized, wait a minute, I'm a balkari. Lo yafzik. You shouldn't stop. Eli yikatzer. You should finish up quickly. You should say a quick version of each bracha. And the Gemara points out from there, time of the adchil. Right? The only reason you should continue is if you started. Halo adchil, lo yadchil. Right, we say if you haven't started yet, you shouldn't start davening Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur if you're a Balkari. So why shouldn't you join them together? Why shouldn't you do the same thing? Davrish Tzibur Oskimbo. So Shani Tfila Deles Be Malchus Shemayim. So Tfila is different because it doesn't contain all Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is more important that you do exactly what you're doing with the Tzibur, that what the Tzibur is doing, because it carries with it all Malchus Shemayim. Vare Berkas Amazon. The Gemara says, wait a second. Berkas Amazon. La'achra Deles Be Malchus Shemayim. Right? After, when you say Berkas Amazon, right, which is after you're eating bread, there's no Malchus Shemayim, Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Al Amazon, Mevarech La'acharav, Veinu Mevarech Lefonav. Right? On benching, right, what do we say in our Mishnah? You should bench, but you shouldn't say Hamotzi if you're a Balkari. Well, if you're telling me the only reason a Balkari joins in is because of Al Malchus Shemayim, so why is he benching? Right? There's no Al Malchus Shemayim in benching. Rather, the Gemara says Kriya Shema Birkas Hamazon Daraisa and Tefila Derabanan. The difference is that Kriya Shema and Birkas Hamazon, they're dinu Daraisa. Therefore, the Balkari should join in. But Balkari is not going to invalidate you from fulfilling an Issur Daraisa. But if Derabanan like Tefila, then it will. So Amar of Yehuda, let me know the Birkas Hamazon Lacharei Min HaTorah. How do you know that benching is Daraisa? Shneimar Pasuk says, Ve'achalta V'savata U'Birachta. Minayin lebirkas haTorah lefaneh aminat. Minayin lebirkas haTorah lefaneh aminat Torah. How do you know that saying birkas haTorah before you learn is daraisa? Shneamar kishem Hashem akra havagodol elokeinu. Right, because when I call out the name of Hashem, you should pray, talk about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, there's a lot of Torah here about the Ramban writing the Kol Torah Kulo Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we learn Torah, that's as if we are calling, right, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Okay, so that those two halachos have Mekoros Nidoraisa, Berkas HaMazon and Berkas HaTorah. Those are, from what I understand, those are the only two brachos that are Doraisa, and that's the sources. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the following: Lamadnu Birkas HaTorah Lacharea Min Birkas HaMazon Mikal V'Chomer Birkas HaMazon Lefaneha Min Birkas HaTorah Mikal V'Chomer. He says you can even learn that saying Birkas HaTorah after learning is a Din Doraisa, and saying HaMotzi before you eat bread is also Din Doraisa from Kal V'Chomer. Now we obviously don't paskin that. We don't say a bracha after Torah learning, but Rabbi Yochanan apparently did. And he said that is daraisa, to say a bracha after you're done learning. And hamotzi is also a daraisa before you eat bread. And he learned them from a kal v'chomer, from Birkas HaTorah to Birkas HaMazon. And he says like this: Birkas HaTorah lacharei min Birkas HaMazon mikal v'chomer. How do you know you have to say a bracha after you're learning? Well, you learn that from a kal v'chomer, from Birkas HaMazon. Uma mazon she'ein ta'on lefanov, ta'on la'acharov. Just like food, which does not require a bracha before it, midoraisa, does require a bracha after it. So Torah shetuna lefaneh, in addition shetuna lacharei. Certainly, Torah, which does require a bracha before it, midoraisa, certainly therefore should require a bracha after it, midoraisa. Ubirkas hamazon lefaneh min birkas haTorah mikal v'chomer, and birkas hamazon requires a bracha beforehand. You have to say hamotzi. You can learn that from Birkas HaTorah, from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Torah she'en tuna l'chareya, tuna l'faneya. Same thing, just the opposite. Just like Torah, which does not require a bracha midoraisa afterwards, does require a bracha midoraisa beforehand. Mazon shu ton l'acharav, eno din shu tei ton l'fanav. So certainly by food, by bread, which does require a bracha midoraisa afterwards, certainly should require a bracha beforehand. Now, the Gemara is going to point out that it doesn't really make sense that Kal V'Chomer. L'maisa the Havamina is that just like Birkas HaMazon, I assume, just like Mazon, bread, satiates, and Torah sustains, right? Eitz Chaim Yilma Chazikim Ba, I assume that that's the Havamina, that Torah can be compared to Mazon, and that both sustain a person. But the Gemara is going to, as you're going to see right now, dismisses that. Ikel Mifrach, you could ask a question on this very easily. Mala mazon shekein ne'aneh, u'mala Torah shekein chayei olam. Right? Mazon, food, gives you hana, implying that divrei Torah do not give you hana. Okay, I know a bunch of people who get hana from learning Torah, right? But okay, Beseder Gomer. And Torah, it doesn't give you hana, saguf, let's say. It doesn't give you physical hana. And Torah gives you chayei olam, certainly. Eating bread does not give you Chayelam Haba. The Ode, and we also, another question, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Ala Mazon Mivarech L'Achra V'Enu Mivarech L'Fanav. Apparently we see we don't make a bracha on bread beforehand. We don't see that you find, what's it called? We don't find such a bracha. So Gemara says, Tiyufta. So that knocks that out, and therefore, obviously, we don't paskin like that. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says the following: Safik kar kriya shma, safik lo kara. If you have a safik, whether you said kriya shma or not, eno chozer v'kore. You don't have to go back and say kriya shma again. Safik amar emes v'yatziv, safik lo amar chozer v'omer emes v'yatziv. But if you had a safik, whether you said emes v'yatziv, so then you do have to go back. So Gemara says, my time up? What are you talking about? What, are you serious? So the Gemara answers, yeah, what was Rav Yehuda's svara? Because kriya shma is derabanan, and emes v'yatziv is doraisa. Emes v'yatziv, which mentions yitzias mitzrayim, that's doraisa. But kriya shma, which is almachus shemayim, that is derabanan. The Gemara says right away, masiv Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? B'shevcha v'kumecha, the pasuk says, say kriya shma when you get up, when you go to sleep. That clearly that is a din doraisa. What do you mean? Rav Yehuda holds that is talking about learning Torah, that you have to learn Torah in the morning and the evening, but that according to Rav Yehuda, the mitzvah to say Kriyashma is not Doraisa, shockingly enough. Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah, wait a second. Balkari, Mahar Her Belivo, Ve'inu Mavarech Lo Lefanev Lo Lechareo. A Balkari should say Kriyashma in his heart, doesn't say the brachos before and after. Ve'alamoz Mavarech Lachareo, Ve'inu Mavarech Lefanev. And right, we said, again, this is our Mishnah. You have to bench afterwards, after eating bread, but you don't say Hamotzi. And if you're telling me Emesviatsiv is Doraisa, Livrachoracha, why shouldn't he say the brachos after Kriyashma? Right? You tell me you have to say Birkas Amazon, which is Doraisa, yeah, after eating bread, but the line right up before that said you should be Mahar and say Kriyashma, but you don't say the brachos. Well, if it's Doraisa, certainly you should say the brachos Kriyashma afterwards. The Gemara says, my time of Mavarech. The Gemara says, well, why should you make the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv? Im Shem Yitzis Mitzrayim, if you're telling me it's because you need to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ha'itger, like Kriyashma, you mentioned Yitzis Mitzrayim in Kriyashma. So if you're Mahar Belivo, you said Kriyashma, you mentioned in the Parsha of Vayomer, you already mentioned Kriyashma. So V'Nema Ha'av Laboi, so Gemara says, well, so maybe you should say Emes V'Yatziv and not say Kriyashma. So Gemara says, no, a Kriyashma Adifa, Kriyashma is better this way. Tarti, because you have both. You have Ol Machus Shemayim and you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore it's better to be Mahar Belivo and say Kriyashma and not Emes V'Yatziv. The Gemara leaves it that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Kriyashma is not the Doraisa. Unbelievable. Rabbi Elazar says, we paskin Sufik Kara Kriyashma, Sufik Lo Kara, Choser V'Kari Kriyashma. Right? If you have a Sufik, whether you said Kriyashma, certainly you have to go back. That's a Doraisa. As Rashi points out, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Sofek hispalo, sofek lo hispalo, eino chozer mispalo, but if you have a sofek, whether you daven, so then you don't have to go back and daven. And Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, ulevai, she's palo atam kolam kulo. He says, halavai, someone should be davening all day. And Rashi points out, it's kind of interesting Rashi. Rashi usually doesn't quote the Bahag, but he quotes the Bahalach is gadolos, pasak halach, Rabbi Yochanan, misofek, halach koshmu, bevada hispalo. That the halacha is, but like Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a suffix, you should really go back, and you should daven. Vayde Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, this is what Rashi just referenced. Vaya omid betfilah v'nizkar she's palal. Let's say you're davening and you realize, wait a minute, I davened already. Right? It happens more often in the summer than in the winter. But let's say you daven milcha gedola and you come home and maybe your dad's going to shul or you're going to shul and you end up there for Mincha Ma'ariv, and wait a second, I think I daven Mincha Gedola. So what do? Posek v'afil ba'emtza bracha. You should stop, even in the middle of a bracha. Eini, is that really true? V'amar of Nachman, ki avina be'rav baravua, when we were in the Beis Medrash of Rava, baravua, ba'aminan honey b'nei be'rav, right, these talmidim of Rav, asked the following kasha, the toh, they made a mistake, umitkuri d'chol b'shavis, right, they started saying d'chol shmona esrei on Shavis. So Mao Sheikmaru, should they finish? What should they do exactly? Right, should you finish? Rashi writes, the question is, should they finish the bracha that they're in the middle of? Right, you start Atachonim Lolan Das, should have said Yismach Moshe. So what do you do? Do you finish the bracha or not? V'amrlan, and they said to him, Gomrin, Kol Oso Bracha, we do finish that bracha. So you see that, what do you mean you should stop even in the middle of the bracha if you realize that you davened already? So Gomar says, Achi Ashta, that's not comparable though. Hasam Gavra Baruch Yuvuhu. On Shabbos, right, what happened? You started your regular Shmon Esri for Shacharis, you started Atachonin instead of Yismach Moshe, but you're still a Baruch Yuvah, you still need a Davin. Why don't we say 18, 19 Brachos on Shabbos? Because Rabbanon hu delo atruchuhu mishum kovid Shabbos. Right? Chazal, we're not matriach you, because you have a long Davining, and you have to get back, there's Suda you have to have. Chazal, we're not matriach us to say a long Shmon Esri. Alright, how long is it? Our Shmon Esrei's unfortunately are not that long nowadays, right? How long do we daven Shmon Esrei for? 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes if you're really from, right? It doesn't seem to be so much of a tircha, but the Rabbanan were sensitive to Klal Yisrael and they realized, listen, on Shabbos you got a lot going on, so we're going to cut Shmon Esrei short. But really, Aval Hachat Salilei, right, by the other case where you davened already and then you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and you realize, wait a second, I davened already, so then you're already Yotze, you're not a Bar Chiyuv anymore, and you should stop in the middle of the bracha. Vam Ravud Amr Shmuel, Hispalel V'nichnas L'Beis HaKnesses U'matzor Tzibur Mispalelim. Let's say you daven ready, you daven Masikin, whatever it is, you daven Ashkama, and you go, for whatever reason, you go to the shul, you have a Daf Yomi Shir, and you find that the Tzibur is davening. Second minion, third minion, they're already davening. And V'yochol L'chadish V'adavar Yachzor Mispalel. If you have something that you can add to your tefila, so you should go back and daven with them, Vimlav, but if you don't, you should not go and daven with them. Meaning, you should not repeat the same Shmona Esrei twice. You have to, if you're going to daven again, you need to add something. And we need both statements. Meaning this statement and that you stop mid-tefillah if you realize that you already davened. D'yesh meaning kamaisa. If you just had the first one, i.e. that you stop mid-tefillah if you realize that you davened already. Hani mili yachid v'yachid. You would have thought that that's only if you're by yourself or you're davening the tzibur. Aval yachid the gabi tzibur, but if a yachid comes into shul and encounters the tzibur davening, command the lot sali dami. It could be as if you didn't daven, right? If for whatever reason you daven b'yachidus, you're on a plane and then you get to a shul where you're supposed to speak and then there's a minyan going on, you might have thought that in tefillah b'yachid didn't count. So kamash malan that no, you should stop davening that tefillah did count. And if you can tell me that, no, if you the second case, yeah, where if you went into shul, you need to be able to say something new, and otherwise you shouldn't daven. But that's because you haven't started. But maybe in a scenario where you did start Shmona Esrei, maybe you might think that you don't have to stop. So the Gemara says tzricha, therefore we need both braises, or both statements of Shmuel. Rav Huna says the following: Hanichnas the base of Knesset, who must tzibur shem is paulim. Then you come into shul, you find the tzibur is davening. Im yachal haskil v'ligmor ad shelo yagia shatz lamodim is paulim. If you can finish your Shmona Esrei until the chazaras shatz gets up to modim, so then you should daven with them. If not, all is paulim. Then you shouldn't. And if you can't make it, right? If you can daven too long, then you shouldn't. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Amar im yachal haskil v'ligmor ad shelo yagia Shmona shliach tzibur lekedusha. Is parallel, right? Rishon Levi says no. The you have a little bit less time. You have to finish before the shatz gets to kedusha. V'imla v'al is parallel. And if you can't, so then you shouldn't, right? This halacha comes up if you're kind of running into a shtibel, and they have one minion after the other, right? And you show up and they're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So sometimes it's hard to figure out where they are, but if you can kind of glean where they are and you know your own Shmona Esrei, it can take you so long. So then you can jump in, but if you're really going to miss Kedusha, so then you should really wait for the next one. But my comment, Flagi, what's a machlokas? Mar sover yachid omer Kedusha, mar sover ein yachid omer Kedusha. And the machlokas is whether a single person can hold Kedusha, can say Kedusha. Just explain Rav Huna a little bit. Rashi over here says, right, what's the chashivus of modim? Right, if you're going to do modim at another time, so Rashi writes it, imatzibur roash akulam korim. Right, everybody's bowing down at modim. Right, modim derabanan. Everybody's bowing down at modim. Who ain't no korei? And this guy's not. So it seems like he's a kofer. Right, it seems he's a kofer in what his friends are doing. He's not bowing down to the same kaddish baruch. Right, that's the chashivus of modim. Anyway, okay, fine. Right, we see that Rav Avada Bar Ava also said that you're not allowed to say Kedusha, Shenemar, you need require 10 people, Kedusha is Davar Shabbat Kedusha, and you need to have 10. How do you know that you need to have 10? Shenemar, as Pasuk says, V'ikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, I'll become Kadosh in the midst of b'nei Yisrael, call Davar Shabbat Kedusha, lo yepachos me'asara, you need to have 10 people for a Davar Shabbat Kedusha. My mashma, where did you get that from? Well, that doesn't seem to imply that at all. So the Tani Rav Noi Achula de Rechia Bar Abba. So what's the drasha? Asya toch toch. We have Xeris Shava toch toch. Ksiv Haka says over here, Vinikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv Asam, and it says over there, by Korach, he bought the lumi toch haida hazos. You should separate yourself from this Eda. Mal halan asara afkan asara. Just like by Korach there were 10, so too over here there were 10. Wait a minute. Where do you see by Korach there were 10? What are you talking about? Korach had 250 people with him serving the Ketores. Right? He had a bunch more swallowed up by the ground. What do you mean? Korach only had 10 people? So the Gemara here is actually missing a bit from the Gemara. This Gemara is also a Gemara Megillah, and it adds a little bit, right? One more step. How do you get to 10? Because there's a Gzera Shava, Eda from the Meraglim. That the Meraglim, how many bad Meraglim were there, right? There were 12 Meraglim, Yoshua and Kalev were good, so there were 10 bad Meraglim. And Gemara says, Ad Masai La'ida Hara'azo, so Hashem says, so that's, what's it called? That is, that Hashem is saying this terrible Ida, right, caused this, this calamity in Kal Yisrael, so that's 10 people. So you have Gzera Shava Toch Toch, and Gzera Shava Ida, and that's how you get that you need 10 people for a minion for a davar shabbat kedusha. Okay. Udkuli alma mias mifsak lo posik. Does everybody really hold you shouldn't stop davening for kedusha, right? Rashi writes, "Tfilasa lo kedusha la anosi matzibor v'chein lomdim." Does everybody hold that you shouldn't stop your tefillah for kedusha? Iboy luhu, we asked a question. Ma'ula hafzik leheshmei gadol. Sorry, that's a statement. Everybody holds that you shouldn't stop for kedusha, but what about yeheshmei rabba? He also Rav Dimi bar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Talmid Rav Yochanan. When those rabbanim came, Amri, they said, "Lakol in mafzikin chutz min yeheshmei gadol mevarach." The only thing you should stop your Shmoneh Esrei for is yeheshmei rabba. Shafilu osik b'maaseh merkava uposik. Posek. Even if someone is learning the depths of the Torah, like Maaseh Merkava, and the vision that Yechezkel saw, so even if you're learning the deepest parts of the Torah, so you should stop. And the Gemara says, "V'les hilchos hakavasei." The halacha is not like that. We don't stop our Shmon Esrei. Maybe we stop and listen, but we definitely don't stop our Shmon Esrei for that. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mevarach Lefneim Lacharein, you should say, Balkari should say Kriya Shema and Birkas HaMazon, and you should say the Brachos beforehand and after. Meaning, after, Hamotzi, Kriya Shema, Birkas HaMazon, say all the Brachos before and after. That was the Mishnah said. Lemeimer the Gesam Rabbi Yehuda Balkari Mutter B'Divrei Torah. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Balkari is mutter to learn Torah. V'am Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi Minayim LeBalkari Sha'aser B'Divrei Torah. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi said, "How do you know that Balkari is aser to learn Torah?" Shneimer, as the pasuk says, "V'odal Tam LeVanecha V'Levnei Vanecha." You should teach your sons Torah. V'Somech Lein. Right afterwards, it says, "Yom Asher Amatz LeVnei Hashem LoKachah B'Chorev." Right, Mala Holan Balikriyin Asurin, Afkan Balikriyin Asurin. Just like by Har Sinai, they were aser. Balikriyin were not allowed to take part. So too over here, if you're a Balkari, you are not allowed to learn. So v'chitem Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dorish this smichas aparshios. Right, there's several ways to learn drushes in the Torah. One of them is smuchim, is that when two parshas are connected to each other, there must be some sort of lesson. So maybe you'll tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have this way, doesn't learn smuchim, doesn't learn two parshas that are next to each other. But that's not true, because Rav Amar of Yosef, afilu mandal darish smuchim b'chol Torah, even if someone doesn't darish smuchim all over the Torah, for whatever reason, they have a mesorah that the Mishnah Torah darish. They are darish smuchim in Devarim, and certainly this pasuk in Vodat Tam Levanecha, Levnei Vanecha, that's in Parshas Devarim, and Sefer Devarim. Dar Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim b'chol Torah kulu, v'mishnah Torah darish. Because you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darish all the smuchim in the Torah, but he does darish in Devarim. Well, the Gemara is about to say, well, how do you know? Where do you get that from? So the Gemara is going to prove it to you. Uvachol Torah Kula minala dilu darish. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda does not dorish smuchim in kol Torah Kula? Titanya, because we learned in a brisa, ben azay omer. Pazik says in Mishpatim, somewhere in Sefer Shmos Chaf Beis. No, it must be later. B'chashifa lo sichya. All right, I have to look it up. Anyway, Shmos Chaf Beis, it says b'chashifa lo sichya. Right, someone who does witchcraft shall not live. Menemar, and says right after it's called Shochev in Beima Mosumas. Maybe the Parshki Sisa. All right, I forget. Anyway, it says right after someone who does witchcraft should not live. So anybody who sleeps with an animal Mosumas, and you know that certainly you get skila for bestiality. Samchu inyan lo lomar ma Shochev in Beima beskila af machashival nami beskila. So Ben Azeh says you have a smichus aparshios. Just like someone who does bestiality gets skila, so too a machashifa will also get skila. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said no. V'chemi pnei samchu inyan lo notzi lazel skila. You telling me just because of smichus aparshios you can take this witch, quote unquote, out for skila? Ella, rather, no. He learned it from somewhere else. O v'yidoni b'chlal kol ha-machashvim ha-yu. Really, the Gemara gives examples. It says, you can't do any machashifa lo sichya, right? You can't do any witchcraft. And then it says, O v'yidoni, these are different specific types of, performing like magic, talking to the dead, etc. So they were included in that. V'lama yatsu, why did the Chumash then go out of its way and say, O v'yidoni, mosu masu? Just trying to find the pasuk. Be'evin yigamu some demehem bam, I think. Anyway, so what's the reason why they gave an example of Ovin Yidoni in the Chumash, even if they were already included in Mechashefa? La'akish lahem, v'lomar l'cha ma Ovin Yidoni b'skila af Mechashefa b'skila. Just because the Torah says specifically that Ovin Yidoni gets skila, so too Mechashefa gets skila. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does not dorish smuchim. He learns it from a different drasha that a witch will get skila. Again, it's a machlokas whether in the Rishonim, whether, you know, when I say witch and we talk about witchcraft, whether it was sleight of hand, that's the Rambam Shita, or if there actually was such a thing as black magic back in the day, when they had a tumma, that type of magical power that they were able to access. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of smuchim in Kol Torah Kula, but he does hold it in Dvarim. So how do you know that? Uv Mishnah Torah Minala de Darish, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is Darish smuchim in Dvarim? Detanya, because we learned that Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nosei Adam Anusas Aviv, Mufutas Aviv, Anusas Bno, Mufutas Bno. Rabbi Eliezer says that a person is allowed to marry a woman that his father raped, a woman that his father seduced, a woman that his son raped, and a woman that his son seduced. Yikes. Not sure. That's pretty intense. But still, you're allowed to marry that person. Rabbi Yehuda, Oser Bonusas Aviv, Mufutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if your father did either of those things, then you are not allowed to marry such a person. V'amar Rav Gidel Amarav, my time with Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yehuda's shita to asr those two? Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, v'lo yigalek knaf aviv, right? A person's not allowed to marry his father's wife. And also, knaf aviv, the I guess the shirt sleeve, right? Meaning the person that his father has seen naked or slept with naked, so he's certainly, a person is not allowed to marry. Knaf shara aviv lo yigalek. Right? You shouldn't reveal a knaf that his father revealed. How do you know that that's talking about someone your father, Rachman al Tzlan, raped or seduced? To some extent, the Pasuk says, right afterwards, etc., etc. The whole parsha of, I believe that's rape and is it rape or seduction? I'm not sure. It doesn't quote it here. I don't have the source in my older Gemara. Okay, but meaning we have a smichas aparshios about Anusas Aviv and Mefutas Aviv to this Isser of not marrying your father's wife. Okay, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish Smuchim in Dvarim. So if that's true, so why doesn't he hold like a Rav Shua ben Levi, who holds that a Baal Keri is Usher in Divrei Torah because of a smichas aparshios in Sefer Dvarim? So Omri, so we said, in, you're right, really Rabbi Yehuda does hold of smuchim in Sefer Dvarim, but Mishnah Torah Darish, he does hold of smuchim in the Mishnah Torah in Sefer Dvarim. The honey smuchim in Boile Le'idach Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because he uses this smichas aparshios to teach us another teaching of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Da'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha'malamid lebno Torah, ma'alo la'akasav kilu kibla me'ar chorev. Anybody who teaches his son Torah, it says, if he accepted upon himself the Torah from Sinai, Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, V'datam levenecha levnei vanecha, uksiv basrei, yom asher amadze levnei Hashem alokecha bechorev. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Rabbi Shub and Levi's drasha, because he does have that smichas aparshios, but he teaches us something else completely. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, have a great, great Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter in Shas next week.